President Bush traveled to Detroit yesterday to meet with Canada's Prime Minister Jean Chrétien near the busiest crossing point between the two nations. The president made his case against Iraq and urged Chrétien to listen to his speech Thursday at the United Nations. Publicly, the president talked about security along the common border and two programs designed to enhance that security without interfering with more than $1 billion of trade that passes between the two nations daily.
This great and peaceful border must be open to business, must be open to people, and it's got to be closed to terrorists and criminals.
NPR's Jackie Northam reports on the new security programs.
At the border post linking Port Huron, Michigan to Sarnia, Ontario, a warm breeze gently coaxes exhaust fumes up and over the columns of big rig trucks and cars that snake across the Blue Water Bridge. A low, sleek sedan with Michigan plates pulls away from the pack.
Now here comes a vehicle right now. They'll slow down to it, and when they stop, what you see is the license plates is being examined on the back. There's a picture taken of it.
Standing inside a small customs booth, Garrett Kuzner, an officer with Canadian Immigration, watches as the driver swipes a plastic card across a small transmitter halfway down the lane.
It pops up the person's biographical data and their picture on a screen that a federal officer can see.
In less than 5 seconds, the driver passes through the border. He's one of thousands of people taking advantage of the Nexus program, a new joint project between the United States and Canada designed to get people through the border faster. Another similar project for trucks and their drivers is also in the works. Denny Lafarve at Canada Customs and Revenue says the program aims to speed crossings without sacrificing safety.
We have 11 million shipments a year. We have 300,000 people a day crossing the border. So for frequent travelers and frequent shipments, we want to pre-approve the person so that when they show up at the border, they only have to identify who they are.
The Nexus system represents a new type of relationship between the United States and Canada, one that was spawned after the September 11th terrorist attacks. There are long stretches where it's difficult to distinguish where the United States ends and Canada begins, which makes it easy for potential terrorists to slip across the border. To try to prevent that, the two countries agreed to develop the Integrated Border Enforcement Team. Both countries use a variety of departments to patrol and secure unmanned areas along the common border. Superintendent John Ferguson with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
There's a greater recognition that we have to work more collaboratively. We now have a more seamless line of communication at all levels, at a local, regional, and national and international level.
The bulk of the IBETS operations is absorbed by the U.S. Border Patrol, which supplies about 350 people and more than 2,000 Mounties. But sharing information between the two countries doesn't come easy, says Todd Birdsong with the U.S. Border Patrol.
Now, when you get into issues like sharing intelligence, you are dealing with two countries, and each country has their own individual way of dealing with that. And I don't know that all those things are worked out yet.
There are some concerns in Canada that the Integrated Border Patrol is a threat to the country's sovereignty, and that valuable police manpower in Canada is being used for a limited risk. Still, it's better to be overcautious, says Birdsong.
We don't want to create a situation where the border has to be exploited first and something has to happen before we respond to it.
American and Canadian officials will also work closely together in the two nations' airports, seaports, and at airline ticket offices overseas. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Sarnia, Ontario.